Australia has lost an icon. Just as we walked in this morning, we heard the news that Olivia Newton-John has passed away at the age of 73. Devastating. At the age of 73, she's passed away peacefully at her ranch in Southern California this morning, surrounded by family and friends.
A battler, that woman, a battler.
She was diagnosed with breast cancer quite young, and it has been one of those things that she has battled throughout her entire life. It's gone away, it's come back, it's gone away, it's come back. She's done everything she can to, well, make it better for other people, which is quite selfless. Like, she started the Olivia Newton-John Cancer Wellness and Research Centre.
Incredible. Incredible.
Which is an amazing centre, having breakthroughs all the time, but also treating patients on a regular basis.
Yeah, it's not something that you kind of realise until someone in your life is touched with cancer, and we'll all know someone who has probably had cancer or might actually even get cancer. The statistic in Australia is pretty terrible. It's 1 in 3 women will get breast cancer or be diagnosed with breast cancer, which is pretty crazy because we all know 3 women.
Absolutely.
My mum, my sister, and my sister-in-law. That's 3 right there who I love.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that crazy?
Yes. It is another reminder that you do need to check yourself on a regular basis.
Damn right.
Whether it is the once a month or maybe you want to do it once a fortnight.
Exactly.
While you're in the shower or as soon as you've woken up in the morning, just check everything.
Fill yourself up in a way to go, all right, that's not normal. Oh, I better go to the doctor.
Exactly right.
You know, and be okay with, going to the doctor, because that can be quite a stressful, scary situation. But if you don't know, ask. It's like anything in life.
Mm-hmm.
We'd rather you be safe than sorry.
Yes. Favourite Olivia Newton-John movie for you?
Oh, Jules, I was brought up on Grease.
Yeah.
Oh, Sandy.
Yeah.
Sandy. I liked Sandy when she was with the casual, dress, when she was
when
goody
she was
two-shoes.
Sweet and innocent at the start.
And then when she puts those black leggings on, damn. damn. She is sexy.
Bit of an awakening for you.
I liked a bit of Sandy. Those tight leather pants or the leggings.
She was an icon.
Hell yeah.
I mean, even though Xanadu didn't do very well at the box office, the music was very iconic, as was she. And we'll treasure her forever.
Jules, did you ever dress up as a Olivia Newton-John for any Halloween? Or did you ever channel your inner Olivia?
If anything, I was a pink lady.
You're a pink lady?
Yeah, yeah.
Frenchie.
The one that dyes her hair pink, that's the one.
It's Jack and Jules with your Power Brekkie. It's some sad news. Olivia Newton-John passed away this morning at the age of 73 in America at her home, surrounded by family.